This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Congress has passed a two-day stopgap spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend, and the White House says the president has signed the bill. It's part of a last-minute effort by lawmakers to buy additional time for negotiations on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. Negotiators are seeking to resolve a battle over emergency Federal Reserve lending powers. Democrats say the GOP proposal would deprive President-elect Joe Biden of crucial tools to manage the economy. The agreement would provide more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, a $300 per week federal jobless benefit, and $600 direct payments to individuals. India has passed a somber milepost with now more than 10 million reported cases of COVID-19. It has the second highest total number of cases in the world after the United States, which has 17.4 million cases. Third-ranked Brazil has about 7.1 million cases. Slovak Prime Minister Igor Matovic said Friday he has tested positive for COVID-19 a week after he attended an EU summit in Brussels. That summit is believed to be where French President Emmanuel Macron caught the virus. French authorities say Mr. Macron has left Élysée Palace and is temporarily working at an official residence in Versailles. Johns Hopkins University says more than 75 million COVID-19 cases have been reported since the pandemic began. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The vaccine from U.S. drug maker Moderna was developed with the National Institutes of Health. The FDA approved a Pfizer vaccine for emergency use earlier this month. This is VOA News. More than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in an attack on their school in northwest Nigeria have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrived. The boys were abducted 1 week ago from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara in Katsina State Village. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claimed responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because they believe Western education is un-Islamic. That's according to factional leader Abubakar Shekau in a video earlier this week. More than 800 students were at the school at the time of the attack. Hundreds escaped, but 344 boys were taken. They told authorities this week they'd been beaten by their captors and forced to march through the forest to evade the government forces pursuing them. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Friday killed at least 15 civilians, most of them children, in eastern Ghazni province. A spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry said explosives were packed in a three-wheel rickshaw parked near a ceremony in Gilan district, where the Muslim holy book Quran was being recited at the time. The powerful blast also wounded at least 20 people. The spokesman added, most of the victims of Friday's blast were said to be under 18 years old. It was not immediately known who placed the rickshaw near the event. The Taliban, which controls large parts of Ghazni, asserted that the blast was caused by, quote, unexploded ordnance. It said 12 children were among those killed. The insurgent group said in a statement the victims were, quote, selling unexploded shells. When the incident occurred, it advised area residents to stay clear of such activities. Afghanistan remains in the grip of deadly violence that's claimed scores of lives in recent days, including Afghan government forces, Taliban fighters, and civilians. Pakistan charged Friday that its rival India was plotting to stage a cross-border military assault against the Islamic nation. It warned that such an attempt would destabilize the region with, quote, catastrophic consequences. Pakistan's foreign minister cited what he called credible intelligence information gathered by Islamabad, saying it had been shared with, quote, important world capitals. He did not name any country, nor did he offer any evidence to support the claim. The spokesman alleged the Indian government was orchestrating the attack to divert attention from domestic troubles facing India and urged the international community to intervene to prevent New Delhi from destabilizing the region. India has not immediately responded to the charges. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.